Millennials are embracing this. Well, I mean, it's communism, but they don't realize how satanic it is. And it's on the rise in universities and stuff. You know, most millennials today, and I am a millennial myself, so not exactly proud of the title, but it is what it is. A lot of millennials don't really understand what the word satanic means or even really believe in it. You know, they don't see communism as the evil that it is. And because it is on the rise, especially in universities and stuff like that, I wanted to talk a little bit about communism and why is it satanic by nature? Now, communism has caused the deaths of more than 100 million people over the last century through famine, political killings, genocide, things like that. And it's created societies where power is held by a small group that it enslaves entire nations and where you know, everyday life is filled with killing fields and gulags and re-education through labor camps. That's just a part of everyday life. But the economic failures and mass killing, slave nations, all that stuff, all that stuff that's created by communism, it's not actually the biggest crimes of the system. I mean, those are really bad, but the biggest crime of communism is the destruction of the human soul. So a key goal of communism is to demoralize societies, destroy the culture, destroy the religion, and destroy all the basic values of any society that it touches. The goal is laid out clearly in the Communist Manifesto, in which Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels wrote in 1848 that communism, quote, abolishes all religion and all morality, end quote. So the most terrifying thing for someone is the destruction of faith, belief, and morality. Now, in the Bible, the book of Matthew states, fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. And, you know, of course, that's talking about God. But we've seen repeatedly that the goal of communism is to destroy the soul of humankind. So when a famine swept Russia in 1921, former Soviet leader Vladimir Lenin ordered seeds to be taken from the farmers between 5 and 10 million people starved because of that. Now, according to the Black Book of Communism, Lenin's response was that the famine was good for the communist movement since famine, this is a quote, famine would also destroy faith, not only in the Tsar, but in God too, end quote. Now, while communism wears a lot of different masks, you know, including attempts to convince people that its intentions are benign and, you know, the influence of its roots can always be seen. And while communism pretends to be atheist, most of its founders, many of its founders, including Marx himself, were not. They actually held satanic beliefs. The Romanian preacher Richard Wurmbrand was imprisoned under communism, documented much of the history in his book, Marx and Satan. So one example is Mikhail Bakunin, one of Marx's partners in the First International, who wrote, quote, the evil one, in caps, the evil one is the satanic revolt against divine authority, revolt in which we see the fecund germ of all human emancipations, the revolution. Socialists recognize each other by the words in the name of one to whom a great wrong has been done, end quote. He also stated, quote, in this revolution, we will have to awaken the devil in the people to stir up the basest passions. Our mission is to destroy, not to edify, end quote. Now, Marx's Satanism is evident in his early writings. He wrote in the poem Invocation of One in Despair that he would, quote, build his throne high overhead. Cold, tremendous shall its summit be for its bulwark, superstitious dread, for its martial, blackest agony. Who looks on it with a healthy eye shall turn back, struck deathly pale and dumb, clutched by blind and chill morality. May his happiness prepare its tomb, end quote. So definitely not a bedtime story there. But in Marx's poem, The Fiddler, he writes, quote, the hellish vapors rise and fill the brain till I go mad and my heart is utterly changed. See the sword, the prince of darkness sold it to me, end quote. Biographer Robert Payne wrote in his 1968 book, Marx, that Marx, quote, had the devil's view of the world and the devil's malignity. Sometimes he seemed to know that he was accomplishing works of evil, end quote. So we can also show through the core tenets of communism that by its nature, it's satanic. This goes back to dialectical materialism, which Joseph Stalin described in 1938 as the world outlook of the Marxist-Leninist party. And that's a direct quote. So Satanism works by inverting values within the Christian system. Dialectical materialism works by inverting the values of all traditional beliefs in all upright religious systems. It works on three principles to identify, contradict, and eliminate the middle. The inversion of what of whichever traditional value it's targeting becomes the issue pressed by communism, and it uses these inversions of tradition and morals to drive society into struggle and to use this struggle to destroy the values that exist within that society. Pope Pius XI wrote in 1937 that under this system, communism attempts to, quote, sharpen the antagonisms which arise between the various classes of society, end quote. Now, using this, he said the communists create class struggle to create violent hate that can drive forward its issues under the false banner of progress. You know, where does that sound familiar? We see that a lot today. Now, communism is not just a political system or just an economic system. Its forms exist within many movements that are designed to destroy our values, traditions, and beliefs. It's a specter, as Marx described it, that aims to destroy humankind. So it's something that we need to keep our eyes on. We need to be aware of, and I mean, we got to put out content about this stuff to refute the claims that communistic societies can thrive, even though it's failed 100% of the time. Oh, but they weren't doing communism right, you know, they'll say. Well, let's not test it, and why don't we, you know, if you don't like the system that you're in, either move somewhere else or try to fix the system that you're in. Now, certainly, of course, and I've talked about this in other videos, yes, I love capitalism, but yes, capitalism can become corrupt. But at the same time, it doesn't have the horrific track record that communism does. And it's a system that within America can be fixed and changed for the better. But pure capitalism becomes corrupt when it's abused, when it's not capitalism anymore. When it's not actually clearly defined what capitalism is supposed to be. Now, those who make the same claim about communism, that's easily disproven, because all you got to do is go look at what communism was supposed to be. And that's exactly what it turns out to be.
You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at JPDisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.